Hello and welcome to Bail Me Out. This is, I've run out of count as to what episodes we're on, but we are doing a bit of a special episode today because it is the last one before our Easter break here, and we are doing another one of our sort of focus episodes where we look at one club individually, and this is going to be on Bayern Munich. I'm Jeremy, I'm delighted to be joined as ever. I could say that as ever because we have got a returning panel for the first time in 3 weeks on the trout. This is going really well at the moment. Latif, Joe and Callum. We're going to, like I said, doing a bit of a rebuild here of Bayern Munich. Not quite a rebuild, but we're going to be looking at the situation for it. Obviously, Bayern, they've been in the papers quite a lot because of their recent victory against Dortmund, so the timing of this could not be worse, naturally, for us. But the reason we've chosen this time is because a lot of Bayern squad, it's aging out. I think recently there was one of the games, might be against Werder Bremen, 7 of the 11 that played in that were the same that had started in the 2013 final. They have done a bit of a rebuild, but we're going to come on to that in just a second. The way this is going to work, unlike last time where it was sort of a collective vote we had, and I think I ended up sort of accidentally being the sporting director, this time Callum is going to be our sporting director, and he's been hired by Bayern, and very kindly, he's then turned around and he's hired the other three of us to be his head scout and to basically tell him how we're going to fix the situation at Bayern Munich. Now, to give a bit of an idea as to how we're starting things off, we're saying that the Lucas Hernandez deal and the Pavard deal have obviously both gone through, so we took that money out of the potential war chest we had. We did a bit of working out behind the scenes what we thought from some of the figures that have been floating around for players that Bayern have said they're interested in, kind of a bit of the finances that looking at it. And we've given ourselves, each of myself, Latif and Joe, have a £150 million budget, which at the start sounded fine, but then we realised that actually was a bit of a struggle. But one thing we haven't included in this, which we'll get onto probably more in depth later, is amongst those, the James-Rodriguez deal wasn't quite included in that because that's still a bit up in the air as to how that's got on, but we'll see how that plays out in it later. Yeah, Callum, if you want to take us away with how you want to, because obviously you gave us sort of a few priorities yesterday, so areas you want us to look at. We'd already done a bit of research and thinking about it. We'll explain because we're going to go working from the back to the front, which we'll get onto in a bit. But what were the sort of areas you identified that we need to look for?
Yes, I mean, primarily it's 3/4 spots we're looking at, really. It's a case of medium to long-term centre-forward. Lewandowski has basically a couple of years left, so that. Then inside left, maybe you can move inside or up top if Alphonso Davies develops as we'd like, given that he's through at least 4 years. And then midfielders, it's a case of Kovac prefers a 4-3-3 or a 4-2-3-1, so it's a case of if you're going with the 4-3-3, it's the left side of the three, creator, ball advancer, who can then unlock defences. James has been playing there, so that kind of guy. And then also, if with the 4-3-3 still, you've got essentially the Javi Martinez replacement, so a linchpin who can win the ball back and do a bit of dictating your tempo. Then if you're going with the 4-3-1, it's an attacking midfielder, similar sort of thing to the left side of the three. And then the similar, it's basically the same sort of guys, but moved around a bit. And then what you're doing keeper-wise.
Yeah, so we decided for each is the way we're going to look at it. Basically, for each position, we're each has sort of come up with who we think are the suitable candidates we'd want to bring in for these kind of areas. Pitch it towards Callum, and then he's going to ultimately have the final say at the end as to who he thinks we should go for. There's probably a few other bits which I'm forgetting. We have also said, obviously, if we're selling players, we kind of have to sort of have a rough indication as to who we might throw them out to, who we think could potentially be interested in them. And yeah, we'll see what we get from there. So, should we start things off then, guys, with the situation in goal? Because before we even started this, there was a bit of a heated debate over this. Joe, you have got a plan for goalkeeper. I did until Callum informed me that my plan actually won't work because of contract developments I hadn't realised happened. So do you want to start things off with that?
Yeah, my plan is to keep Neuer and all right. We have been arguing about this a lot, but I don't think you're going to need to hear this. Basically, they're pretty good defensive. They've only conceded 28 goals this season in 28 games. I mean, it's not incredible, but I think with Pavard and Hernandez coming in, that's probably going to increase a little bit better. And more than anything, I want to save funds because I don't think the goalkeeping position is the most vital one that they need to strengthen in. So it's more pragmatism for me than thinking Neuer is amazing. But Neuer was out for a very, very long time, and I think you've got to expect he's going to be a bit, it's going to be a bit, I don't know, rough around the edges to begin with, and maybe next season he'll go in to be a bit better. But his distribution, which is one of the things they really need, is really good. We all know that. He's quite a good playmaker in that sense. Saving-wise, yeah, his saving hasn't been great. He's averaged one save a game, which is pretty bad. But, you know, they don't concede that many shots, so I think it'll be fine on that front. I think we've got to remember before we probably get into this is that they are currently winning the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
And I know we're not allowed to do this, but I probably would have said sack Kovac, but obviously we're not allowed to do that. But I think he was very naive in the round of 16 in the Champions League as well, in a tie that they probably could have and should have won. So I don't think they're in as much of a crisis as maybe possibly think, especially defensively. That's my view anyway.
Well, it's a definitive transition year, which they knew all along.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a surprise that they win the league. That's why they hire Kovac. They know it. They know this transition year, so it's phasing new guys in, phasing old guys out, new style of play. They were never going to take that back. The Liverpool match was a bonus if they could win that, really.
Yeah, I was going to sack Kovac as well, to be honest.
He's only just got.
I know, but he's too naive. He's already shown he's I think, too naive.
Karl-Heinz Rummenigge said that his main issue was that he kept rotating at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Since January, since the winter break, he has basically completely turned
locked down
the
squad. Yeah, I know what you mean, but I mean, Antonio Conte would have just bossed this league and probably got them going again in the Champions League, I think, had he come in this summer.
Conte's too much of Italian style for Bundesliga, I reckon.
I mean, we left out the sort of should we sack Kovac deal purely because
I
we
just mentioned it. Sorry.
It was when I was trying to think about there was some sort of thing I need to mention. That was one of them, and I completely forgot about. It's because we thought we're going to look for this at like the squad overhaul, and if we basically set up a good squad, if we get like a good manager in, I mean, in my opinion, the one we should be going after is Allegri, because I always keep saying that if we can try and squeeze him into a side, that would be perfect for us. But if we just set up the squad for a manager, we think that basically. If Kovac fails with the squad we can build for him, then we're like, okay, out you go. Come on, shoot. We'll get someone that's a bit more competent in. Because I do agree, if we had the option, I think all of us would probably have maybe sidelined Kovac and see if we could get someone else. And Conte was a name that I had considered as well, but I would probably have gone for Allegri. Latif, did you have a suggestion for the goalkeeper?
I have quite a wild suggestion.
We've got a few of these coming.
I have some switcheroos going on. So I think the teenager, Fruxall, he's pretty good from what I haven't seen him at all, but you know, from what I've heard, he's a prospect for the future, but that means that he needs to learn from someone now in the present. What I've decided to do is sell Neuer to Milan, and here's what I'm doing. I'm buying Oblak, all right? I'm putting 100 mils on the table. I'm doing it. Okay, 100 mil, right, Oblak to Bayern. I'm going De Gea to Atletico, Courtois to United, Kepa to Madrid, Donnarumma to Chelsea.
Oh my goodness, this is incredible.
We can't be having like X, Y, and Z, because otherwise you could say like, oh, Real sign Hazard and then super cheap, stuff like that.
Well, I mean, Kepa to Madrid looks quite certain, if I'm honest. And
there is a lot of talk on that.
Chelsea need a keeper, and I think Donnarumma's the guy to do it. And Milan have a very young defence.
Yeah, problem is Milan now love Donnarumma again. So
you never know. We could.
In 2 weeks' time, you can make a colossal mistake, and the fans will be onto him again, like they were, 6 months ago.
Well, that was to do with the money and him not seeming interested more than.
But I think the whole thing we are dealing with, this entire exercise, is counterfactual. So I think we're going to have some level. It's believable. If it's like, Messi going to Bournemouth, I understand that's ridiculous. But I think that's less ridiculous.
I'd
allow it.
I feel like that's too many. That's too many.
Well, hang on. So because I was trying to follow that slightly.
Going Oblak to Bayern.
We buy Oblak.
Completely buy that.
De Gea goes to Atletico.
Possible.
He can go back.
I think he can.
He won't. He's basically going to go Real or nothing.
So you're saying, so that's one.
Courtois to United from Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Kepa to Madrid.
Yeah.
Donnarumma to Chelsea. And then Neuer to Milan.
It's those last two bits that stick with me. The other one
I was thinking was Szczesny to Chelsea, but I wasn't sure about that.
That's possible.
Because Szczesny loves Arsenal. He's a London club.
It's a lot of dominoes. I can see all those. My hesitation is I can see all those dominoes falling, individually, but I'm not sure they'd all go.
It'd be a very big merry-go-round.
Yeah, I could see us going for Oblak, because Oblak is the only name I actually have down for goalkeeper. I did also agree with Latif in that I think Fruchtel does need to be kept and sort of somehow given a mentoring in of that regard. Neuer, I was saying basically if we get any good offer, I'd just take it. Like, in my opinion, any good offer over 25 mil, and just get him out the door. Yeah, I think Ulreich's perfectly fine as a stand-in for the moment.
I put 25 as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I could even see like Neuer going to like not so much a PSG, but something of like that. Yeah. Where they'll just like
before him, essentially.
Yeah, they might look at it and go, "Well, he's a superstar. He was the first kind of this era like superstar sweeper."
China.
I had wondered about China coming.
Because China's too limited now. China, they're looking a lot more for pieces around the edges, like like Sandro Wagner going there. Stuff
Zenit,
like
I can buy that. It's a weird signing.
Zenit,
wouldn't it?
Zenit
and Wayne
because
or something.
Yeah.
So I think basically the only choice we do have for keeper is Oblak.
Yeah. I mean, I put the 100 mil release clause in.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend
you
this.
You can. It's just then you are limited.
I've thinned out the squad. Further on, so I'm selling like our biggest assets basically, and like thinning out the squad, and then like buying sort of from the Bundesliga like midfielders.
My suggestion, which I did have, because I didn't know that he had signed a new contract. I knew he was on that. What was it, 25k per week contract he was on? I knew that expired like the end of next season, so I was thinking, oh, we'll just hold fire until next January. But no, he signed a new contract, I didn't realise that. So, yeah, my bad. If I was to bat, I'd say Oblak, and if we can just get Neuer out the door, I'd get him.
So both of you are basically saying Neuer in the 25 ish
range. 25
is more.
Just
because
I'm in control of the key build.
Yeah.
I can buy it for the 25
million. I could just see, like, I don't know, I could just see PSG going 25
before, essentially, like I said, as the new performance.
Yeah.
Before we go forward, has anyone decided on formations? Because that's coming.
I've gone 4-3-3.
I've gone kind of in my. It's 4-3-3 that can change into a 4-2-3-1 at times if we need.
Yeah,
so that's the thing.
Basically,
like,
the same thing.
Okay. Is the personnel are very similar if you get the right left sided of the three.
Yeah,
you can then like. With Hammers being the guy there. Right?
I mean, initially when Callum said that with basically what Kovac formation is, I had got in my mind a very fluid one where I was like, well, we could also have, three at the back.
I was thinking three at the back.
I did wonder that, but then...
I think Pabod and Luka can be sort of the right left-sided number three. I think they'd really
they
well.
Could do, yeah, but like...
And I was thinking at the moment Hummels and then probably later Süle.
I was thinking just put Süle in.
I think from my scouting knowledge that I've been doing for Sporting Director, I've seen that Manchester City, Liverpool, Juventus at times, Real Madrid and Barcelona all tend to play a 4-3-3 with a defensive midfielder. So you know what?
We'll move with the times.
Yeah.
You're hiring Kovac to play that 4-3-3-4-3-1, so you're not going to instantly change it under him after a year.
So
that's knowledge.
At Frankfurt, he was really successful as well with that formation. Mm. Obviously, it makes it easier with having some experienced players and some good young players. But he had a good philosophy though.
It has worked excellently this season. The reason why Neuer looks so good is because they're giving up next to no shots a game.
Yeah. So that's sort of okay. So,
so that's the goalkeeper sorted.
We think we have a plan. We have a plan for the goalkeeper.
So you're basically just. So you're selling Neuer and sticking Pat, you're doing nothing, you're Neuer out of like it.
Yeah, mine is sort of, I'd happily just sell Neuer if we just went into range 25.
Go back to Ulreich.
Yeah, because I think Ulreich's perfectly fine for the job we need
to do.
Particularly
with the shot suppression that Kovac has.
Defence. Now we've got two brand new shiny centre-back come full-backs that are coming.
You've got one centre-back come full-back. The World Cup is literally the only time Bubba's played.
Yeah, basically, can I go first?
Yeah.
I've done nothing.
Yeah.
So mine is just batting for the back. I've just decided Kimmich and Rafinha are both for right backs. Hummels and Pavard and Schüle and Hernandez I've got as the centre backs. And then I've got also Alan Hernandez as well. You can cover it at left back as well.
So basically,
I've sold Boateng. Sorry, actually,
so
I have sold Boateng.
I have sold Boateng as well. So.
But I decided.
For how much?
Well, I sort of guessed at. Somewhere around the 20 million. I actually was very optimistic and said 25, because that made things a lot easier for me.
I put 20. I said PSG.
Same.
I think
It was last summer
that he was. Well, it was either United or PSG.
Yeah.
He told Mourinho, "I don't want to play for you," which is quite funny.
But, which is, you know, I get it.
Yeah, I think Boateng would do, because Boateng is slightly younger than Thiago Silva, so he can probably play in the Champions League. And he's got the experience of going far in the Champions League as opposed to Thiago Silva, who's just made like the quarterfinals, I think, in his entire career.
Which is no fault of his own, but...
Yeah. Plus, he's also better aerially as well, I would point out. And also, if we're buying in Neuer as well, like if PSG getting in Neuer, then we can say, well, you're getting that link as well, like two guys that know...
And with Neuer, it makes a difference if you can...
Yeah,
it's a bit when he's going to play like a madman.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
and
but it's turned a bit too much into that.
I think Boateng could be good as a central centre back in NBA, especially as his legs go as he gets older. Mm-hmm. Sort of like how Mertesacker did for
Arsenal.
Yeah,
where like once your legs go.
Yeah,
I mean, if he's got Kimpembe on one side, then you know, if say Marquinhos dropped back to being on the other side,
back to his actual position.
Yeah, but we're not doing a PSG rebuild. We're doing I agree. I also had.
So basically, all of you are doing that move. Basically.
We're all selling Boateng.
Yeah. And about 20 mil to PSG.
I'm also selling Hummels.
Yeah, just like
I'm selling Hummels.
I wasn't.
I was
keeping Hummels.
Back to Dortmund.
Hummels back.
Here's the reason why. I watched that the game last weekend.
The game where they got
5-0.
Absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
Diallo, Zagadou, Akanji, and Hakimi are very, very
young. And Hakimi's going back.
Yeah,
Hakimi's
on loan.
Yeah, well, there we go. Well, Hakimi's a fullback anyway.
Yeah.
But those three, Zagadou, Akanji, and Diallo, they are very, very young. They need nurturing.
Yeah.
They need an experienced head to help them. Because realistically, they were, 10, 11 points ahead at the top of the league, and they bowled it. Like, you talk about...
It wasn't
like Liverpool, who...
Yeah, cheers.
you know what I mean?
Where people just say you bowled it.
Yeah.
Like,
it gets his phrase checked around way too much.
Exactly.
This was genuinely a genuine bottle job.
And in a transition year for Bayern as well.
Yeah, this was their chance. We as Bayern are not expecting to win this league.
No.
Exactly. And so I think that if we put an experienced if Dortmund buy an experienced head, such as someone who's been at the club before, knows the club well,
and when
like Hummels.
And when we're basically saying to him, you're not going to get much playing time. Like Boateng this year, where it's like, yeah, you're not going to play all that much, mate.
And my idea was to play Sula along with either Luka or Pavard for next season.
So Hummels for about...
I'd say 25, maybe 30 if we're lucky.
I'm just getting scared now.
Are we thinning out the squad?
And another centre-back gets injured, then you're down.
I mean,
two centre-backs.
I am selling Alaba, so this is an interesting turn of events.
I can buy that. I feel like he's going to go for a ridiculous amount of money when he's
I put a baseline number for Alaba being 45 mil, because I'm looking at...
I looked at Arsenal.
Yeah, I think that's low.
Arsenal is his boyhood club as well, to be remembered.
There we go.
So
Arsenal won't spend 45.
No,
the big thing with that is Real might be one of left back.
But if you
they're not entirely pleased with regular.
But Man City, Pep needs a left back that has legs, unlike Mendy, who just
Fabian Delph.
I'm not sure how long he'll be about that Fabian Delph life.
I mean, Zinchenko has done okay,
but he's a right winger.
Laporte completely.
Is a push comes to shove guy.
Right, I think you get more. I think you get more out of Guardiola, to be honest.
The reason I put 45 is because I looked at kind of the premium cost of fullbacks now, and I'm looking at obviously when City spent 50 on Mendy.
Who's your replacement for him though?
Well, this is my rogue shout because I've got Luca Hernandez as my left back.
Yeah, that would be my shout because
that's what he's played at Atleti this year.
And my backup left back, so I had to think of backup, is Bernardo from Brighton. Now, bear with me for that. He moved to Brighton from RB Leipzig for $6 million. He's 23, and he profiles quite nicely as a defensive left back, which is what sort of think Ben Chilwell, but without the hype.
Right. Okay.
He's played 13 games this season, 1,200 minutes. He averages 3 tackles and 2 interceptions a game for about 0.5 a foul. So he's pretty good, just as I say, like a solid option. I'm thinking more. He's got experience in the Bundesliga. He's cheap. He's only going to cost maybe about 15 million, I reckon, from Brighton.
And he will be able to. The raise will be given him just from that move. Will be more than enough for him to be cool with not playing that much.
Yeah, and it depends. You know, if Brighton get relegated, for example, which is unlikely at this point in the season, but if they did get relegated, we could get him even lower. But also, he's falling out of favour with Chris Hughton because Chris Hughton, I like him, but he's not agreeing with Brighton's head of recruitment, I think, because they're recruiting good profile players. And I think Bernardo is certainly one. Yeah. And every time I've seen him play,
ball, basically, aren't
yeah. And every What's, time I've seen Bernardo play, yeah. he's good. He looks competent. He looks assured. And in a league that is as high pressed as the Premier League,
yeah.
that's something I quite like for him. So I've gone for him as, like that's the option I would go for. Yeah. The other option I put down there, just in case, was Philipp Max Augsburg. Now he got obviously 12 assists last yeah. season, but this year he's only got 2 goals, 2 assists. I think he's living a little bit off last season, and his defensive numbers are.
Well, like for fullbacks, those like assist numbers are so high variance. Like.
Yeah. So I would say if I'm selling Alaba, I'm basically bringing in about another 30 million that I can spend elsewhere. Is my thoughts.
Yeah, so and then, how much did you say for Alaba?
Well, I'll say 50.
I'd say maybe try push it 60, but so I'd say like 50.
I'd start at 50.
55 just split difference.
Yeah, like, 55. I'd say for Bernardo,
hard number. Yeah.
If I was bringing Bernardo, I'd say 15 million. So that's immediately just 40 million so churned straight into the bank.
So just with that, is anyone else selling Hummels?
No, I didn't know.
Okay, so yeah, that's just so we get all the say. So we can get
also, in terms of bringing players in, I've looked at Benjamin Henrichs from Monaco.
I did think about.
He can play both sides, and he's German. Mm. And
instead of Rafinha.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm getting rid of Rafinha.
Essentially, new Rafinha, basically.
Yeah. And like he's 23 that. As well, so yeah,
I do like
pretty
that.
Young. He'll be there for
so
10
similar
years.
Sort of thought to Bernardo in terms of like new, in terms of like guy who's
yeah, not yeah. Much. I reckon he'll be 15, 20 maybe. And
yeah,
Monaco have been really poor this season, so we could get him on the cheap.
I had heard Rafinha as well. There was rumours I saw with Marseille, and that was for about 15.
So
I'd
then
take
basically
that.
Washes
his,
out.
I thought his contract expires this summer.
Well, I think this is Marseille. They don't exactly do clever business. Okay. Balotelli in the window.
he's been playing well, to be fair.
To be fair, he has. I was a bit of a poor choice.
It's worse for it's like he's fine, but he's old. he's Rafinha.
The other one I was thinking of was Meunier. He's out of favour with Tuchel.
He's a bit of a...
Kimmich is very expensive.
Yeah, I think they'd charge more than we would want to. And also, Kimmich is like the right mid.
Of course. I was just throwing a name.
No, it's a good shout for it. I think if Kimmich had like thrown the towel randomly and said he wants to leave, I would say go for Meunier.
Yeah.
But I really like.
I think
I mean,
by all costs. I mean, if we're just forget all the signings in and signings out. If we can keep Kimmich, that's a huge thing because Kimmich is by far the best player. Well, not by far, I'm not saying that. But he's one of the best players at his age group.
Yeah.
Sort of like 20 to 24
yeah.
sort of
well,
range.
Just, and his positional versatility as well. Like, he can slot in the field,
right. I reckon he'd do a really good job as a cam as well, to be honest. I think he would be.
Just but Rafinha is out of contract, so not
yeah.
He's sort of like a better Alexander-Arnold.
Oh,
it's a bit of a controversial.
I think he'd do a better job in like more positions than Alexander.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
he's
no.
He's like 3 years older, so
we'll see the reason.
We'd expect him to be better.
So I think that's all. That's a good defense.
Yeah.
If we're looking at it, it's got a good blend of experience, versatility.
Yeah, we've already got a surfeit of centre backs, so then. Everyone losing at least one isn't the biggest deal in the world.
I do wonder though how much money we've spent already. I'm a little.
Well, I've spent nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got 25 million in the bank.
yeah, I mean, you're like. I'm 65 so far. You're
115 in the red already.
All black was expensive.
All black was 100 and Henrichs was 15.
Yeah, but then you got.
But I'm selling Neuer, Boateng, and Hummels, which is about 70.
Yeah, then you got 65 in 65 pound back. Yeah. So it's still.
How much did we decide Boateng was? Because I kind of need
20 Boateng. How much did we say Neuer?
25.
Okay, now I've spent £10 million.
And then Hummels, I've said 25 as well.
Yeah.
So that's 70 I'm getting back.
If PSG, they're stupid. I can get them 25.
You might be able to squeeze.
To be fair, I reckon you probably could.
I reckon you could.
Tuchel's not in charge.
Yeah,
he's
a very
smart,
big name.
So. Should we move on to the midfield?
Yeah, so I'd say like, start off with like,
the
Martinez side.
Yeah.
I'm keeping
Javier.
Yeah, I'll sell him.
Yeah, so
we need
kind of, I'm selling him.
He's like 30
I
or 31,
need
so we need
I like him.
A newer one.
I do like him.
Oh.
Quite a bit.
I'm selling him.
Well, I'm saying is like you can sell him, you can keep him.
I was selling him for 15 million back to the Basque country.
15, right?
Yeah, I've heard that link.
Okay,
back to because
Bilbao
was
saying 20, like the chairman said.
Okay,
20.
I'll take 20.
Yeah, just saying. Just saying. Just saying 20. So
Wheeler dealer.
I went full Harry Redknapp. I'm not going to argue. Yeah, fine. I'll bite your hand off for it.
Who have you got in?
Well, I looked at two options for this. I could only really see two. To be fair, with when we got to the with midfield, I was like a kid in the in a candy shop.
Yeah,
But I just went straight in. I spent 130. In my view, I spent 130 million on the three midfielders I wanted.
I've got
Thomas Partey.
That's my top one.
50 mil.
That was my top one.
Really close, yeah.
Yeah, he's got
I've gone well cheap.
Oh,
well, I've got loads of really cheap options. I've got five to choose from.
Blimey.
I know.
You need one.
Before you say no, I've got some stats.
Okay.
You can't actually give a play. You can't just say one of these bad guys.
I have to give an option.
Well, no. Who are your options? We'll talk about those.
My first option is Danilo Pereira of the Porto Parish. I've seen him being quoted at 25 million because he's, optimistic.
That's good.
Off this run, it'll probably be higher.
That's why we're buying him right now. His stats are ridiculous this season. I mean, I can't be bothered to run you through since I don't need to justify him, apparently. I've got another guy called Demir Bray of the Hoffenheim.
I've heard of him.
He plays everywhere, apparently. He plays defensive, he can play box-to-box, he can play at CAM as well, and he has really good stats.
I think the only issue with that is that sometimes they lose their head. Those type of players. Yeah.
Well, Demir Bay would be a bit more of the other spot here.
I'm putting him at defensive midfield, but I think he can do a job everywhere.
I'm also thinking if we're going to go to him, we would be buying Leipzig because I'm pretty sure he's someone Nagelsmann will bring with him from Hoffenheim.
I've been quoted at 25 million. I mean, I'm not that sold on him. I just thought he was.
It's a decent option. I do like him.
Then I've got one that I'm going to get shouted at for. I've got Luca Torreira, who I think.
It's not happening.
I know it's not happening. I've said 50 million, and I think Arsenal are so tight they might actually
will.
They could do
if they can get Alaba. His stats are
on par with Fernandinho this season.
Yeah.
Who we all say
they play differently.
Torreira's like a Kante.
Duels, tackles, interceptions, all that stuff.
That's so dependent on what the system is and stuff like that. Those aren't comparable.
But they play the same position. They both play defensive.
In completely different systems.
Yeah, okay, fine.
So it's completely different context.
We have to say that Torreira is a good player.
I'm saying he's different. Like, he's not comparable.
He's like a cheaper Kante, almost.
Yeah,
that's the thing. He describes that.
I've got the really expensive option. Who I think can play pretty much in any of the centre mid options. We mentioned him in the Real Madrid. Milinkovic Savic, I mean,
he wouldn't be.
He can play literally any of those positions.
Yeah, I mean, he'd be a lot.
Yeah.
He would be. I've said 80. That's what I saw. I've seen a lot of rumours.
That's the low end of it.
That's the thing you actually want. And then I've got Ndombele as my.
Who's he like? 85.
I've seen 60.
That was where my mind jumped to. City
is not a chance for 60. Not a chance.
Well, then I'm going to go cheap. And I'm going to go. I'm either going to go Torreira or Danilo Pereira.
I'd go Danilo Pereira.
I'm going to go Danilo Pereira. 25 million.
I quite like that.
And that does actually give me a lot more room to work with.
See, the rest. I'd say that probably feels like it will be close. That'll be over 30 by the time. We get to do this.
We're doing it now. That's
still cheaper than
fine. I'll say
both of my options.
I'll still say
30. 35.
Oh, for God's sake.
Because you and I think both have parties our first choice.
I've got Arne Meyer as my second choice from Hertha Berlin. Right. Top 20 release clause.
Yeah, so is this a case of like a backup choice or is this part of your actual plan?
This is part of my actual plan. Sorry.
Because that's the thing, because for the accounting, we need the actual.
It depends on. If I can afford to spend 50 on Thomas Partey, if I'm honest. Right. If I can't afford 50 on Partey, I'm getting Meyer.
Yeah. Where is his money coming from? Like,
I'm selling like half the team.
Yeah,
to be fair.
We haven't gone into the sales yet. Can we do sales with me? I'm starting a bidding war on Thiago.
I'm selling Thiago.
City, Barca, Madrid, and United.
I've said 50. Optimistically.
I think 70.
Nah. Honestly, he's too injury prone to go for 70.
I've said 50.
United spend their money, especially if Pogba goes. If Pogba goes, they will slap 70 on the table.
That's true.
Pogba going feels so unlikely.
Do we think it's unlikely?
Ole really wants him. Is the thing.
Yeah, but Zidane wants him more.
But Ole wants him there.
He's on a dip. Pogba wants Zidane really bad.
I think they could catch him.
There's a lot of stuff. They're falling out and like stuff's going on behind the scenes. I mean, I'm wondering as well, like, what about City though? Could Pep just go in for him again?
I think he didn't live up to his expectation at Bayern.
But that was because of the injury, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, but Guardiola absolutely loves him. I'm reading an article today. He said he's like he can play in all three positions.
I think he's the perfect player.
And Manchester City have some particularly good medical staff, shall we say?
Yeah, say the least.
To say that in a way that we can say.
Yeah.
Especially if David Silva decides to move on.
Yeah,
this is because he's getting on.
So you're saying Thiago?
I'm Thiago.
So I'd say.
Saying 75.
Have you got
75?
Have you got a replacement for Thiago? Because I left him in.
I have two.
Ooh, okay.
I don't really actually. It depends where we think he's playing.
I do. I have got two replacements.
I could just use the squad. So Tolisso and Goretzka.
Yeah, I've got them as one.
Tolisso, as much as you can rely on Tolisso.
Yeah. Mine is. I think I've sort of making like our midfield three a bit more compact and high pressing. So that might be. That's fine actually. For taking out Thiago for me.
Yeah.
I just have a question. How much is Ruben Neves? Do you reckon?
That'll be like 8 plus.
I've heard 80. 70. I've heard 70 quotes a lot.
They've been asking for like 100.
I'll leave alone.
You
do what you do. United will spend that money.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
so stupid.
I've gone down the Liverpool area for my.
Okay, so Thiago is just 1 second. So Thiago, let's say like.
What are we saying, 60?
Give me a good price.
65, maybe?
I think 65.
Yeah. Well, I've gone for a balling midfielder, and then I've gone for, I think Callum said this, I just want to make sure that everyone knows, a balling midfielder, and then like a defence unlocker, let's say,
yeah,
and then
that's the
a box-to-box midfielder, like all three. That's what I've gone for anyway.
Well, I mean, we only need two, because Goretzka does a bit of the box-to-box.
Yeah, I've got Goretzka and
Goretzka does, like, most
Sanchez and Tolisso, so one of them, two of them.
They'll be
I mean,
sort of, like,
yeah, one of my midfield options, I would fire anyone if we don't have him in, though.
Yeah,
sorry.
And the big thing is they have Martinez, either have Martinez straight up or the replacement sort of, like, do a bit of the quarterbacking, essentially, and win the ball back a bit.
I think Mike
essentially, like,
can
the Pogba type is the other one.
Yeah.
Where the Pogba likes to play on the left side of a three and have that freedom.
So,
My idea was Tolisso, but you keep saying that he's
Tolisso's way where it's just like
really injury prone.
Yeah. Well, Tolisso's
like
when he's fit, he's in there.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's just if he's not, like, do we need cover for it? I might have cover for Tolisso.
Yeah.
Which is
Pablo Fornals at Villarreal.
Yeah.
He has a £30 million release.
I'm so happy with this. I can tell.
I love Pablo Fornals.
He's one of the two. It's like immediately.
Pascal Gross, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I did think about Gross at one point. Like, he's one of the two players when I was writing this, I was like, I'm going to have these in. I think Fornals, just because he's £30 million, we can get him in.
It's a great option.
Yeah, he's versatile as well.
Yeah, because if you get him, and it really can be like, however much Tolisso's fit,
yeah,
you can have them as essentially your two. With Goretzka, or you could rotate Goretzka in and out, stuff like that.
So we're basically, in my mind for that, we're selling Thiago then for, 65?
Yeah, 65 is normal.
And then raking in a £35 million profit from that by just basically getting in Fornals, who's about 4 years younger and basically as good as he was at youth level almost.
Yeah.
So which is handy because I sort of need to fund a big midfield.
And Fornals is really versatile.
I'm going to say that I'm not getting Partey. I'm going to get Maier instead.
Okay.
Because I don't think I can afford him.
Partey was my choice.
Yeah.
My backup wasn't cheap.
Yeah. My question is Havertz. How much?
I've got him.
Havertz.
I've seen him
mention 100.
Oh, I'm not.
100. I've seen 100, but I've also seen 50. So I'm not.
They're
really
not.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. 50. No,
I literally saw an article for like 3 days ago. Being like 50.
The thing is, it might be a rumor. There's no. If they're asking. With how good Havertz is, they're not selling 50.
Yeah,
but I think, to be fair, I've made enough on Thiago that I think I can afford him.
Well, it's like,
I think
they've had bids turned down from Bayern.
It's 100 million euros, which is like,
100 million euros is like,
£85-ish
pounds, because the pound is going terribly.
Come on.
Leaving that on that bite.
That's why I did my calculations for my list in.
I don't know if it'll work, but Yuri Tielemans.
Tielemans.
I thought about Tielemans. Didn't he just go to Leicester?
He's on loan
at Leicester.
Monaco can't afford his wages right now.
And he's a problem, personality wise.
Okay, I'm throwing him out there because it was a name which was on my list when I was thinking about it for the holding eight, Brozovic. He was my backup choice after Partey.
He would be more expensive than Partey.
I know, which I realised after. I was like, he's my backup choice. Why have I done that?
Wait, why do we need a six and a holding eight? That's very.
Well, no, six.
Yeah, it's six. I've got like. I think Partey can do both.
Okay. Yeah, it's like. You want a six and a 3-8, basically.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
So who are we saying then for the. Like?
Wait, so how much money are you spending on Maier?
His release clause is 20.
Okay. Just always good. Like, that's the thing, we need to keep track of that.
If he's got release time, that's good.
I didn't know how much Neves was, so I've been 50. But
Neves.
You're saying 100.
It'll be at least 75.
I've heard 70.
It'll be at least 75.
Barge pole.
I'm getting
Havertz. Neves is quality, but he's just gone there permanently.
Well, George Mendes is
yeah, you know, George Mendes.
That's part of mine, actually. I'm selling Renato Sanchez to Wolves.
Speaking of George Mendes.
Speaking of George Mendes, yeah.
Renato Sanchez.
I mean, PSG are in for him as well, which is something.
I'm not selling him.
No, I'm not.
Then we can get 30.
I'm loaning him out. I'm loaning him out.
Like, just as a number, because I did it in my coaches.
Hang on, who was
30 as a number for Sanchez. Miles is workable.
20.
No, where is he at Hertha?
Yes.
Oh, that's ideal, because I literally have written down here, I'd loan Sanchez out to Hertha Berlin.
Perfect.
So I think he'd do really well there. Cause
I'm keeping him, because I think there's just going to be so many injuries. Apparently, Teresa has a lot of legs, which I didn't know until today.
I did think about questionable legs. Well.
He's not like Thiago, where he has no legs. But
yeah, I mean, I just think, like, I've seen at Hertha Berlin how they've like done quite well with a lot of Liverpool loans that have gone there. And I think actually, judging by what they need, if we're going for Meyer as well, that was a happy coincidence. I'd happily sort of say if we could include that in. But I do agree with Joe, I'm a little bit concerned if we are leaving our midfield a little bit thin.
I think our squad's getting really thin by the sound of it.
We've got the academy.
Centre mid needs an overhaul.
Yeah. Sorry, so did we go for Fornals?
I mean, in your scenario,
In my scenario, because he isn't the only midfielder in that sort of like attacking one I'd bring in. Because I'd also bring in.
Fornals is where he could play as the six, he could play as the eight.
Yeah, but I'd also bring in Giovanni Lo Celso.
Oh,
that's the one guy I didn't look at how much money he got.
60 million release clause.
The guy doesn't start.
I'm not a big Lo Celso guy.
He's brilliant at
Betis.
The thing is that at Betis this season he's playing as more of a 10 as the other thing as well.
Yeah, but
he can play.
He can play as an 8, definitely.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He can play as an 8.
He'd be that guy. He'd be the 3, 8 or the 10.
Well, he needs to play as a 10 because I'm not keeping Hammers and I'm also selling Thomas Müller.
Oh, yeah, I'm not keeping Hammers.
So he's 60 mil release puts. So is this part of your actual like proposal?
That was part of my proposal, yes. Because basically, in my mind, I mean, Müller's out the door and I'm not paying the money for Hammers. And I'd rather just like throw that straight on to getting both Hornells and Pablo Fornals and Lo Celso. I think that's two good options.
Okay.
So just before we move on,
wait, I haven't gone yet.
With the six.
No. Sorry.
You're done with the six.
Oh yeah, sorry, I'm done with the six.
Yeah. So what's everyone done with the six?
Maya.
So Maya in for 20, Thiago out for 65, 20 million for having Maya in as 35 for Danilo.
Yes, sorry. Yes. I'm not selling Martinez.
Mine was
so
passing.
You're not selling Martinez.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, sorry, I had that one.
I am saying Martinez.
I've written down my spot just in case.
I am saying Martinez.
So Martinez out, Party in, Thiago out, Fornals in, Lo Celso in.
Yeah, I can't.
That's your midfield.
But I'm more sort.
He can play centre back as well.
My midfield three is in ideal.
Well, no,
three,
just with the six. Just because doing it position by position.
Sorry, yeah, I could basically like say what.
Yeah, so Javi out, Party in, Thiago out, Fornals in, Lo Celso in.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're on to the like other midfielder.
So 8/10.
Okay. Tricks is easier to go position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, Lo Celso and Fornals are sort of the 8/10 for me. So
that's your midfield.
My midfield three.
For Müller, you sell Müller.
I'm selling Müller and I'm selling Javi Martinez. Yeah. And I'm probably loaning.
So how much for Müller?
Müller, I've seen 40 million from Inter.
40. I was really hoping for 30.
I've heard
Inter have got a bit of money about, particularly if they sell like Icardi and
Nangalan as well. Linked with a move.
He's still 28. He's got that prestige. 40 million sounds realistic.
I've seen that float around for the Inter. I was Müller, like, that's just a perfect
like
Inter sign.
Like
obviously
Müller is one where he's almost the kind of guy you can have on a really good team, but
below
that, because he's that find that Rambo to where he finds space, gets a goal. That guy.
I loved him actually when I was young.
I did when I was young, but now
I just think he's kind
of. In modern football, it's like he demands a lot from the rest of your side to make him work.
He's a luxury player we don't need.
Yeah, so in my plans, is Harry Martinez and Müller out for me, so I've in theory.
Yeah, so we're done with this.
Yeah, and then my midfield three, including like the 8/10s, would be, in theory, Partey, Lo Celso, Fornals.
So basically, Lo Celso is your option in this spot.
Yeah, he'd be my sort of premier option I'd go for in that spot. Yeah. So that's my one. All the guys we've got.
I have gone for. Sorry, just to make sure, I'm playing two at the base.
Yeah.
So that's one. Meyer plus Tolisso or Goretzka.
Yeah.
Switching out.
Depending
and
on
then,
that.
So it was my 10, basically.
Yeah.
I have gone with Hakim Ziyech.
Ooh. I like Hakeem Ziyech, yeah. Like.
I've got him at right mid. I've decided he can play there for me.
I do like Hakeem Ziyech.
We don't need a right wing, though.
I've sold Muller. And
Muller for 40 as well.
40. And I think Ziyech should be around 40.
Who plays at right wing?
Gnabry. And he's been very good this season.
That's the thing. I've got Gnabry on my left.
I do too.
So yeah. Ziyech, 40. Yeah.
So I'm going to 40. So
yeah. So it's basically.
Oh, for God's
sake. I was thinking, and I wasn't sure about this, but I was thinking to get James Rodriguez in, and then
that'll be 50.
And then his option to buy 40. Is it 50?
Yeah. Because it'll probably be a case of like €50, which is so that'll be talked about 40 pounds.
Well, I was thinking to sell him back, as in sell him on after bringing him in. And I think that there will be a team stupid enough to do it.
Probably.
In Manchester.
I know exactly where you're going with that.
United?
United will throw money at him. If they can't get Isco, they'll throw money at him.
What's for insight?
Or Bale.
Essentially saying like. Net, you'll probably be able to get
15, I reckon.
Yeah, so net, 50, so essentially, you just have.
I mean, I'll
just
have
to take the risk of we just have to take the risk of not them not being able to sell Pogba is the thing. So it's like,
yeah. Well, I mean, he could.
So I could essentially sort of put Hammers down, but like as a reduced price with the contingency of the net, or even just paying down, or even setting on loan somewhere. So like, so essentially, effectively, like 40 mil for Hammers.
I kind of wonder if, bear with me with this, if Napoli might, if Napoli get, because I mean, we know that Carlo loves him. And I just sort of wonder if, like, they. Because with Zidane obviously being at.
He's Real, not going back to Real. Like, he could physically go back to Real, but he's not playing.
Which is why I wonder if we could, if, like, we couldn't, like, negotiate it down a bit. I was like, I know we said 50, but, like, can we now maybe get him.
Yeah, because they really.
No, not 30.
40.
You're
not
getting, maybe 40. You might be able to do 40 and then sell him on to Napoli for about 50. Like,
maybe 55.
Napoli don't like spending.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, unless they sell, they don't spend.
Let's just go in the middle and say like 10, 12 million pounds.
So I'll take a 10 profit off.
Yeah, just like Hammers plus 10.
We might as well.
Yeah, so Hammers plus 10 is
like a little option for Hammers.
Yeah.
Was it like just because it's
depending on I'm pure Harry Redknapping this.
Because it's supposed to be, I could see a scenario where like United don't sell Pogba and then we might be stuck with him, but there's enough of a chance like that we get him and sell him to United for a bit for like a 10 mil profit or to Napoli for 10 mil profit. I'm willing to put in is that much, without having knock on.
I think Hudson-Odoi can play that position as well. I'm just concerned that Chelsea won't get it. Yeah, Chelsea won't sell him rather.
The problem is like I would lean against putting it like one of my guys when I was doing this process just to think it through for myself. I had another Chelsea player on here, but it's just like I can't see Chelsea selling this summer with having their ban active.
That looks to be appealed.
They're appealing, but in an unprecedented thing, it's still active for this summer.
Okay.
Because of how badly they went over the rules. So they're appealing, but it's not being delayed on appeal.
Thorgan
but
Hazard?
They're appealing.
That's
that.
What I've gone for.
Thorgan Hazard?
I didn't think about Thorgan
Hazard.
He's
35
million,
and
he doesn't want to leave Germany, which is one of the things, which obviously would be an issue here.
He's 35. I think that's really good. He's got 9 goals and 9 assists this season.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's good for midfield. Well, from the 10 position.
And he can play 10 and left mid and right mid. He's very versatile.
And that's what the bands, essentially.
That's what Bayern need.
Yeah. So you're doing that as well?
I'm getting forward.
Yeah.
35.
Yeah. Okay. So is that everyone done with the 8-10, basically?
Wait, did you make sure that I had Havertz? I'm splashing the on Havertz.
You're going all in.
100 million euros.
Yes.
So I'm saying generously that's 80 million pounds.
So let's without concurrency compare.
I'm tacitly saying it. I might retract it later.
Yeah. Let's just.
Because I went for Pereira instead of my preferred option, which was Torreira. But I decided to settle on that one, so I'm splashing the cash here.
Just was it? I am just checking in pounds just so we're not getting... Because it's about 8.6.
Okay, I'll
put
8.6?
If we're working in pounds here?
Yeah, I think maths-wise, put it down as 85, otherwise it's going to be really tough.
Yeah, because we're just going with nearest five, so...
Yeah, because Hazard's technically 38, but it's just easier to say
35. It's easier with a lot of these things working groups of five.
Now I've got really confused where I'm getting all my money, but I guess I'll
you will need to find some money at some point. Okay, so now we're moving on to, let's call it the inside left, because that's basically
yeah,
the bill.
This is
I sold Thiago, that's how I bought him.
This is a bit interesting now with my forward line.
Because I'm assuming, because with how well he's done this season as an inside right, I'm assuming we're keeping Gnabry there.
We are.
I'm putting him left
because I think I've struck a goal in my first one, I could get in for the right. And I don't know how Cal's going to react to this one, but I think we could get Malcolm in on loan with an option to buy from Barcelona.
It's not bad.
I mean, you could, but Malcolm isn't very good. That's the problem with this idea.
It's not that he's not good, he's inconsistent.
Yeah,
decent season at Bordeaux.
But I'm looking at, like, for example, Nicolas Pepe. And then the pair of them. It's like, Nicolas Pepe is what Malcolm is a year.
Yeah.
It was like a year ago. And Malcolm, to be fair to him, he's putting up okay numbers considering like how limited amount of action he's actually getting. And
then
I think
that's
he'd be cheap.
Barcelona is part of the thing. It's just my first choice.
Yeah, but I also think he'd be cheap as well.
Yeah. Is he your first team right?
I've got four names, and
he's,
I don't
he's
mind
more
which
on
I sort
the
of
left
go
this
for.
Season, I think, as well. So this could actually just still work. He's played more
yeah, I mean,
left.
I've got I've got
this
four
this season
names.
And last, he's played more since I left, so you don't even have to move for Gnabry.
I've got kind of like two options for attackers who are both pricey, it has to be said. Although one is surprisingly less priced than I was expecting, and then two for kind of winger options.
Yeah.
The other winger option I had was Florian Thauvin.
Mm.
I almost went for him, but then I saw 17, and that scared me.
Yeah, that has put me off.
His stats are ridiculous, but he's 17.
He didn't even start for Newcastle.
How good guys like Gini Wijnaldum are, I'm not sure we can hold that.
15 goals, 7 assists, 4 shots per game, 2 key passes. Like, that's an attacking unit on the right, which we could have there.
But the problem is, like, how translatable is that from Marseille?
I know.
But it's just,
I
mean, the one thing is, like, you can throw out your options, but ideally, like, your primary ideas here. So, because it makes all the accounting easier to have.
Okay, do you want my other two primary ideas? Because I've got Malcolm and Torgan as options. I've got four options. It's basically I would pick two of these. It would be my mindset.
Right.
Which two would you pick, essentially? I'd go for Malcolm because I reckon we can get him cheap.
Okay, so that'd be a loan, basically.
He'd be a loan with an option to buy. And I reckon the option
in
to buy.
Accounting for this, it's basically.
Okay, yeah, it's a loan.
That is the loan.
And then next season, I think we'd have to pay like 35 million for him,
yeah,
which I think is fine. And then my attacker one, I went boring and I went for Werner. Because Werner has played on the left. He began his career as a left midfielder. So I think if we think about the
inside
left.
Left
could,
yeah, inside left,
yeah. And
the number on
there's a lot of things that we went round briefly that were saying like apparently Bayern had agreed a contract with him and apparently had agreed a fee.
That's, yeah, I mean,
well, I know that, but I phrased that the wrong way. They've also agreed a fee apparently with Leipzig for 45 million.
For who?
Timo Werner.
The guy who's got 13
45? Are you sure?
He's in the last year of his contract. They have to sell. 45?
I mean,
that's 50
seems realistic. Like, even with...
Well, okay, 50, fine. Five
just
extra.
Actually, 50 seems like an option. Like,
particularly
with being the last year of his contract. Like,
I think 50 for Timo Werner. And
it definitely feels doable.
I'd take that, hands down. I'd pay that hands down. So those are my two other ones. The other option I'd have was Memphis Depay.
Yeah.
I did think about it, and then I saw he's only got like 4 goals this season. And I was like...
Memphis
I'm
been shifting about, but he started a good season.
He's got a fair few assists, got 30 assists.
He's moved a bit with the emergence of Fulham product Moussa Dembele. He's moved back to the inside left spot, so it's where he can really ease a tweener at this point between inside left.
I've seen 30 million from him as well, so he's not.
I reckon he'd be closer to 50, to be honest. But
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. Leon want money.
Leon
will not sell if they don't have to. Like,
I want your sources because they are making everything difficult.
Well,
think about Fakir. Like, how much you put on the table for Fakir?
Yeah, maybe
you just didn't go.
Yeah, well, that was weird, but like Leon, because of their business structure and so on, like they will not sell if they don't.
The president's
well,
insane as well.
Well, it's like insane, but in a good way because it actually works on it.
Yeah, look, yeah.
He's a good negotiator.
Sorry, so
it's like Daniel Levy.
Those are my options.
He's like Daniel. If Daniel Levy was good,
right wing, I go Malcolm, with the option that Malcolm and Gnabry can swap.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like theoretically, then.
And then Werner.
Well, I'd say Werner. I'd actually probably would start Werner on the left, almost like how Martial plays at United.
Okay.
And then have
aggressive inside left.
Yeah, Lewandowski's a striker. If Lewandowski gets injured, we've been blooming fortune with injuries for him. If he gets cropped, you know, okay, Werner, you go up top, and then we'll just have, and then Gnabry comes in. The side, or Alphonso Davies, you know, goes supernova.
Are you selling Koeman?
I am, 20 million.
Yeah,
okay. 20?
I'm
keeping
Coman. Apparently Monaco are interested.
Yeah,
don't
so
know
20
why.
20 mil for Coman.
For Coman, and yeah. I did initially, until Callum shot me down by reminding me that he'd gone, I did say, and also Wagner.
But he has already gone
he's
to
already
China.
Gone,
yeah,
so
he's gone.
He has
yeah,
gone to Tianjin Teda.
Yeah, I was wondering why Hansi was playing recently.
Okay, so...
That's my...
So you've got Lewandowski
yes, done, yeah.
slash Werner, then you've got... Then you've got
Malcolm
and Gnabry.
Yeah, I've got Malcolm and Gnabry as like my option as my wingers would be my sort of setup for it. Like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm worried if we get injuries because we'd be screwed.
Yeah,
I
was thinking that.
Everyone's like in trouble if they get injuries. Like you still got Alfonso Davies there. You still got.
I mean, in my mind, we've got two.
We've
got two top tier strikers that can either.
I think Werner is
injured. Well, that's the thing. Werner can trip in.
They're all not going to get injured, surely, at the same time.
Yeah,
or if you do,
we're already in a place where, like, well, what else could we do?
Yeah,
if both of our main strikers got injured back to back.
Not everyone can have insane depth.
Yeah. We're not all Man City.
Well, you can't have insane depth. You can't have insane depth everywhere. People want to play.
Yeah.
I've decided to say that you're at Bayern Munich. I can't be. You're not going to play. Just accept it.
Go on, Joe. What are your
doing inside left?
I'm doing. See, I'm stupid. So I haven't actually written down exactly what money. Oh no, I have. Thank God. I have decided, and I know you're going to say this is terrible. I've decided to go on for Irving Lozano on the right wing. And
He does play on the right.
He can do both. And. And I've gone for Ziyech as well.
Yeah, so
yeah, they're
gonna Ziyech as well is going to be 40.
40?
Yeah,
I literally just saw 30. This boy.
Wait, is that million? Is that pounds or euros?
Pounds. Wait, are we doing euros? I'm really confused.
I mean,
I've done mine in euros.
Yeah, I've done all of mine in pounds.
I did mine in pounds.
Oh, dear.
See, I'm already liking Latif's plan better.
In pounds, 35 million is what I was...
Yeah, so that's basically going to be 40 euros.
Yeah. And then Ziyech is 30 as well, or around the same.
Well, Ziyech is about 40.
I do like Ziyech.
So
Ziyech and Lozano.
Yeah, and I've sold Müller, by the way. So he's whatever we say.
You couldn't work
for
it. Yeah, we
so everyone's selling Müller.
Actually, that works really well.
Müller out, Ziyech in
for the same.
That's what Latif's doing.
I'm stupid.
Really need to watch.
Then I'm bringing in...
So Lozano for about 35
Yeah, points. So I've got those two. Then I've got Lewandowski. I'm keeping Lewandowski. Obviously.
We're
not doing that.
It's a left first. Like, unless...
we're just on
the
inside
left. Okay, then I'm keeping Gnabry, obviously.
Yeah.
And then if I really want to, I'm feeling fruity, I'll get Julian Brandt in.
Ooh.
That would be a ton of money.
I saw a little clause. Apparently it says 21 million.
You are properly raiding Leverkusen.
Was that winter?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That was
one where you really have to be careful when they're reporting up the clause.
I do love though how Joe's basically like taking a battering ram to Leverkusen. We'll have Havertz, so we're gonna have Brandt.
I
wanted Jonathan Tarr as well, centre back.
If we didn't have like,
I was thinking of Ram
well, centre backs already.
I will get confirmation on this clause whilst we're speaking.
Yeah,
so far,
I was thinking Leon Bailey. But
I like Leon Bailey, but the problem is
he's
well
expensive.
Last summer we've been expensive. This summer I don't know because he's not the greatest season. Is the problem?
I mean,
he's a push. I'd say like in the 50 to 60 range. I think because he was sort of in the 70-75 range last summer, so then with this dodgy season, it'll be in the 50-60 range.
Yeah, I'd say it's a classic thing, you have a bit of a drop off, so you knock off about 10-20 million off the price. I mean, he didn't play much until Bosch came in, really, and now he's started to once again play. Who knew? He's a good player.
Yeah, so with him having a bit of a tick up, I'd probably lean more towards the 60 side of that. 56.
Brand has got a release clause that comes in the summer for £22 million.
That is filthy.
If they don't somehow like lock him in a room and get him to sign a contract before that, I'm assuming
by then Joe will arrive with his bulldozer, smash down the wall, and go like, "No, you're coming."
I'm buying the entirety of Bayer Leverkusen.
Okay, so we're
just their players over
if here. It's this sort of a steal, I'm just saying we're all having that in our plans, basically. Right?
Yeah,
we can find 20 mil.
It's so clever, it's incredible.
We can find 20 mil for Brand.
We'll tap him up. We'll do a little legal.
Do what they did with Goretzka.
Yeah,
just
come to, but don't bother signing.
We'll just say don't sign.
We'll give you all the money.
Well, as I said, they literally don't like someone Goretzka.
We'll give you the money that Ribery was up, or well, we won't.
No, not that much.
We'll give you.
We'll lie about.
We'll give you his shirt number.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, Ribery and Robin are both out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, they are out.
They're out of contract.
Yeah.
They're out of contract. They are actually just gone.
We're not renewing their contract.
I'm not renewing it.
Robin, I'm pretty sure, has a contract in Netherlands already. Like,
yeah, I don't know where, though. I saw that.
I forget where it is.
He's going to be like, is it like Utrecht or somewhere like that?
It's one of those. I think it is just where he's from.
No. Anyway.
I do feel a bit bad for them because they've been really good servants to the club and we're just sort of like getting the bin.
Well, Robin, it's a case of, like, he wants to go home. Yeah. Robin is. Ribery is a bit more.
I don't like Ribery. I don't know how he stayed for so long.
Yeah.
Honestly.
He has one of the most punchable faces in football as well. So I don't know why.
So is there anything else other than Bailey happening on the left for you?
Brand,
yeah. So everyone's just doing Brand, yeah. Cool.
If it's too much, I think Bailey's too much. I'm not getting
it. What we're doing is we're sort of like assembling the options.
So basically, just Brand.
Brand, yeah.
What if it is the 20 I get? Like,
because I'm getting Thorgan and Ziyech as well.
Yeah, so they can... 10,
so they can all...
Yeah, whatever, that's like, what I've done. In any
can I... Day. If we were doing that, I'd this is going to be a stab in the heart of me, but I would withdraw the sell so if we could get Ziyech instead, because I rate
Ziyech. Because he's saving that 20 mil.
Yeah, he's saving 20 mil, but also I rate Ziyech so much. And his versatility as well. Like
and it's where like his most problematic tendency is like he's a bit of an Andros Townsend shot-wise.
Yeah, he is.
But at Bayern, we can, like... direct that a bit more.
Plus he's a good set piece taker as well, which is something we might be lacking in this side as well.
Yeah, we'd have a star set piece taker.
Yeah, I've realised we've just all come back to talking about CH. Sorry,
Chad. No, he's a very good player.
Oh, no, I'm done. I've got my options on Lozano, CH, and then Gnabry and Brand. So I've got two for both wings. I'm lying about that.
So centre forwards for you two. I mean, Jeremy's already got his.
Mine's Lewandowski. I mean, Lewandowski.
So no one knew.
I know, and I've been bold. I've gone for Jovic, but if we can't get him, then I've decided Werner's to fight.
So much money.
The other one I did think.
I've been quoted 45. I've asked them, and they said 45.
He rang up Carvalho.
For you, Joe, we'll give you 40. We'll take 45.
Yeah,
Jovic should be getting into a bidding war Barcelona, so that would be like.
Yeah,
we can have 70.
Well, one option I did think about was what about Sebastian Haller? He is an option for me.
Yeah,
if we want a big guy to, if like Lewandowski is also, I mean, I'm obviously going Werner, but I didn't.
He'd be like Wagner's replacement, I think.
Yeah, that was
like
a bit
off
worry.
The bench type.
Yeah.
I've gone with Piatek.
He just moved.
He's dropped off the face of the earth.
I do feel bad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the experience.
Piatek
is so good.
I'm selling Lewandowski.
Selling.
Because there is a player coming in from Hamburg called Arp, and they've already pre-signed him.
Who?
Bayern.
Who's Arp?
I had him on my FIFA 18 career mode.
This is the thing.
He's got up to 89 rated.
He is a FIFA player.
I have heard
that like he's the German youth setup already. And he's very high.
He's under 21 at 17 years old.
There's a lot of comparisons with him and Mario Gomez, I think, is the one I'm thinking of. Like, just basically like a big, burly striker, but also quite technical as well.
I'm having him.
So you're basically getting, in that case, the next Mario Gomez and the next Robert Lewandowski is your problem.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, Piatek is one where it's just like Milan literally just... They won't let him go when they just signed him.
The
problem is that their money's so up in the air.
If you throw enough money at them,
they signed him for like 35 million euros.
They run it like
I reckon 60.
Football.
60,
we can get
we'd
him.
Probably get him done.
Hang on, where are we selling Lewandowski to?
You think you get 60 million? I'll get Piatek instead of Werner. He's much better. I think Werner's really boring anyway.
If we get Piatek, then I'd go for Piatek. It's just I the initial
it's just
my choice.
It feels so unlikely.
I think Lewandowski would go the other way.
Just so like
a part exchange.
So part exchange, that might take it down a little bit.
Well, I was thinking
I think we'd look at 30 if we did.
It's just
I was thinking that we can get sort of 35 for Lewandowski because he's still if we can get 40
for Müller, if we're doing an exchange for it that would basically be like 30 plus
30 plus
yeah exactly that's what I'm thinking
lower.
But if the thing is if we can get 40 for Müller we could get quite a bit for Lewandowski.
Well, I mean Lewandowski's 3 years older is there anything with that
he's really
but
good.
Lewandowski's game has never been about pace it's always been about his position
he's
at the age where strikers can just like die basically
and Ronaldo is 34 and still doing it
and if I mean
Ronaldo, in Serie A as well
is it like
Serie A's the perfect place for an older striker.
Yeah.
And so I'm selling Lewandowski to Milan.
Yeah, so with this, like,
I'm thinking
I'd say about 30.
30, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
30 cash after that.
To I put Tony Barr down, but
I'm almost just like concede my like forward plan, so you know I'm just back.
My backup, I think, would be Kramaric because he's actually a decent player. He's got 15 goals, and I think he'd be a cheaper option. Yeah, I literally just looked at him now.
How much?
I've heard 20 quotes.
I'll take that.
I did see he's at Hoffenheim. Yeah, but the thing is, apparently with Nagelsmann leaving, there's a load of the player of them that are saying, okay, well, we want to leave now as well.
Yeah, but we're behind.
But it's a case of, like, where are they wanting to go?
Well, the weird one which I saw for Cranbridge, the reason I know the 20 is because there was a lot of talk apparently that Hasenhüttl's saying if we stay up, he wants to get him in as a forward option. That's a good option.
Because that's, and to be honest, that might be when I was getting him in a lot of ways.
It does, because, like, Southampton can only say you will start. Like, you won't start over Danny Ings or whichever washed up has been striker.
Charlie Austin.
Nathan Ribbons. Shane Long.
Long
scored against Liverpool.
I know. Well, I said I told
Long
you
Long is still terrible. I mean,
he told you that he scored.
He just turns up.
He always says against Liverpool.
It's quite funny.
That must be his.
He lost something against Arsenal. It's really funny.
He is. He's got consecutive goals for the same manager.
Yeah,
because that was the thing. We had like five goals on just six managers or something like that.
We're not going for Shane Long, we should clarify that.
Digression.
It's more, I think the thing with that is, I think he's 27, and if you're 27...
No, I've decided I don't want him anymore. Sorry, it was a very quick turnaround. I was just like,
whenever
Nottingham gets old, you don't really
want to
know.
21,
I think.
21 or 20,
he's
young. He's actually just perfect for what we need.
It's the only question I have with that is the extricability of him.
It's more he's come out of the blue... is my thing, and like there was initial concern when he moved from Genoa to Milan, would he continue it? And he has, but then will he continue it for another season as a different manager?
I know what you mean.
You don't want to keep uprooting your life.
I mean, we don't want to end up with a Michu.
Goal scorer. The thing is, though, those goal scorers are really hard to find in this market. Like Icardi is probably the only one.
So many of the goal scoring forwards play out wide in 2019.
I mean, Jovic, if we could outbid Barca, I'd go for Jovic.
Jovic would be, well, Barca apparently have bid 60.
Yeah,
so you'd need to go 65, 70. Yeah.
But if we're going that high,
I can get on board.
But if we're going that high, I'd just say no, just go Werner because Werner comes in the option.
Yeah. The other one I had was Diego Costa. It's a bit rogue.
Yeah,
he's an absolute shit house. You need at the biggest clubs. You need.
I think twice where it's like he'll be able to get away with it because he's on Bayern. And Atleti are kind of pulling apart a little.
And I'd love it if we could get him, play him in the Champions League and just annoy just an easy target, like Chris Smalling.
Oh, Chris Smalling.
Just wind him up, it'd be amazing.
They might actually fight after what happened with Messi.
Yeah, I know.
Costa would be dead cheap.
I'll put the Piatek thing in brackets essentially because it's.
If I can't get Piatek, I might just get two sort of slightly older ones. So like Costa
for about
10.
How much did he go back?
He was 20 or 18 rather.
So probably in that sort of 10, 15.
Yeah, perfect.
Especially as well if Atleti go, okay, we're going to get Morata from Chelsea.
Yeah, if they're able to do that permanently, you'll be able to get him for a stop.
Yeah, you can get him at a snip, which would be not bad, actually, to be fair.
If it's 10, then
it's kicking the can down the road a bit, but we can live with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a utility option. He's like what Mandzukic is at times. Like Mandzukic like throws himself around the pitch. And
exactly. Yeah, so then Costa and someone else, or just...
I'll have a think.
Okay.
Get back to me. Because of the PSA, because I really wanted him, and I'm thinking that if we can't quite get him, we might have to sort of get goals from other places in a way.
So, Joe, have you got any centre forwards that you want? You don't want Kramaric.
I haven't decided. I'm actually calculating how much money I spent, and that I think that's going to determine pretty much who I'm going to go for.
Oh, yeah, name which. Just throwing out there whilst the guy's checking out on their other options for it. Could be someone, I mean, it would be very difficult to get him out of Arsenal, but Lacazette, for example.
Yeah, that's one thing.
You and I have been saying for a few days.
That's one thing I'd say when I was saying about, like, I wouldn't necessarily want to be relying too much on what other people are doing. So, with, like, saying we can't just say, like, oh, Real sign Hazard, so then we can get Vinicius Junior for cheap. Lacazette is another one where not necessarily wanting to go for Chelsea games. Lacazette is one where I'll be on the phone saying, what is the deal this summer with Lacazette? Because I rate Lacazette very highly.
I didn't until probably I started watching him properly for the last couple of games at Arsenal. When you and I have been talking about him, I do see a lot of the stuff where he's just...
When he can actually play as the centre forward.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the highlights from last night's game, obviously recording this after the Arsenal win 2-0 against Napoli, and he was very good at that. I watched...
So we had a bit of a break there whilst we were all trying to basically work out what our teams were. Because as you probably go along, we've been sort of basically debating all the options we have and discussing them openly for the first time, actually, so we could get live reactions to each of the choices. Amazingly, it turned out that I ended up somehow with 190 million somehow left. 90 mil left. It wasn't 190, but with 90 mil left somehow. So I then made a couple of additions. We did make a couple of additions very quickly whilst we were off briefly. So mine now does include Ziyech and Lascelles, so, and obviously Brandt, who are three. But I also have money left for Henrik. So we'll run through the full ins and outs of the team very soon. Joe, you also made a quick move for, was it Sanchez?
Yeah, basically, I couldn't make the maths work with Werner, so I had to sell both Sanchez and Coman, who I completely forgot about. So
I mean, it worked.
Well, I mean, there's a reason you've completely
forgot about him. Yeah, I completely forgot about him. I feel like we basically mentioned him once and then everyone...
Because it's basically like he's going to Monaco. We're selling Monaco for 20 million, basically.
Yeah.
So I've only done that, but everything else is pretty much the same.
Do you want to then run through your team as it stands at the moment?
Oh, sure thing. I've got Neuer / Ulreich / that other guy we were talking about.
Fructel. Yeah.
That's him. Egal. And then I've got Kimmich / Rafinha at right back. So I've got Hummels, Pavard, Schüle.
Rafinha's out of contract in the summer, so you might have Rafinha.
Well,
you could renew the contract.
I'll be very nice to
him for a decent.
He's just about within budget.
I'll renew him.
Yeah.
To be fair, I do have 20 million left over.
He might even take a pay cut.
Do you want to then get Henrik?
Might get Henrik.
Yeah, fine. I'll get Henrik. Yeah, okay. I'll get Henrik
for another 15.
Yeah, and then I
find that money.
I am actually.
He's 20 under budget.
Yeah, then I'm 5 million now, so I'm basically on budget if we think him out. Then I've got Hummels, Pavard, Schüle, and Hernandez at centre back. I've got Alaba and Hernandez at left back, so he's sort of playing in both positions. And Pavard, if absolutely necessary, he can play right back, but I'd rather he didn't. Then I've got Martinez and Pereira at like the sixth role, and then I've got the two other centre mid spots. I've got Hazard, Havertz, Tolisso, Goretzka.
Hazard? Talking.
I've got Eden under the radar.
Yeah, so you've got
and then
Hazard, Havertz, and...
I've got Tolisso and Goretzka as well. And so they're all in midfield with Martinez and Pereira. And then I've got Lozano and Ziyech at right wing, although they can probably play both. And Lewandowski, Werner, and then Gnabry and Brent. And that is my squad. The outs are Boateng for 25 million. Robin and Ribéry is on freeze. And Rafinha apparently on a free now as well. But screw him. Thiago out for 65 million. Optimistically, I think there. Muller out for 40 million. Who did we say he was going to again?
Inter.
Yeah, Thiago, we thought Manchester City. Manchester United. Somewhere in Manchester he might turn up.
Yeah.
And
Zidane also wants him as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll end up somewhere.
And Sanchez, we said 30 million, and then Coma 20 million to Monaco. And those are my outs.
Nice.
And it comes out to £145 million spent net. So I have 5 million left over for like signing bonuses, etc., which we haven't.
Yeah, we haven't factored in, but...
But that's just boring, so...
It won't get factored into transfer budgets.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm actually
unless
5 million in the green, which I can take as a bonus.
It's,
that's well done. Yeah, that's very well done.
5 million for Joe.
Yeah.
Unless that's it's possible. A case of, like, one of the ones we're going to get to, it won't really factor in here.
Yeah. Let's see, do you want to use...
I'll go for mine. So I have... My starting 11 is Oblak, Kimmich, Sula, Luka Hernandez, Alaba, Maya, Tolisso in midfield, then Ziyech... Torgan Hazard, Brandt, and Lewandowski up front. My bench is Fructel, Tarr, Pavard, Henriks, Martinez, Goretzka, Allen, Gnabry, Diego Costa, and I'm going to loan out Arp, who we're getting in there from Hamburg. Out, I've got Neuer to Milan or wherever. We said 20. Boateng, 20 to PSG. Hummels, 25 to Dortmund. I've sent Rafinha out. Thiago, 65, wherever he'll go. Renato Sanchez, 30, either PSG or Wolves. Muller, 40 to Inter. Koeman, 20 to Monaco. And then I'm going to loan out Alphonso Davies and Arp. And then I'm going to sell James after buying him permanently. So I'm going to buy him for...
But then within the budget we've got... If we get stuck with him, we're not exactly in trouble.
Yeah.
Nah,
so my outs are 270 mil.
Yeah.
And in, I've got Oblak for 100, Tarr 35, Henriks 20, Maya 25, Ziyech 40, and James to sell on for 40, Allen for 50, Torgan 35, Brandt 22, and Costa 15. That's 382. So I have spent 112 million.
Yeah. So then the rest of that is basically contingency if we can't sell on.
Yeah. So I've got 38 mil left over, just in case.
Beautiful.
And because I can't do maths, I didn't actually properly add mine up.
You've got space.
I've got space. Basically, how it works out. So my squad is looking like I've got Oblak in net. I've then got Luka defense from left to right. I've got Luka, Pavard, and Hummels. Pavard on the as the right centre back, Hummels the left centre back. Kimmich as my right back. Then my midfield three, I've got Partey in defence with Lo Celso and Ziyech. Front three, I've got Werner as an inside left, Lewandowski as striker, and on the right, Malcolm. However, my bench is then Ulrich and Fruchter as my backup keepers, Bernardo as my backup left back. Still can't believe that one managed to sneak in. Sewell as my for the moment backup centre back. Henrichs is my backup right back, and then I've then got Goretzka, Tolisso, and Fornells, my backup central midfielders. Obviously, I haven't got a backup striker because he's out on the pitch, and then I've got Gnabry, Davis, and Brandt as my reserve wide men, slash floating attackers if I want to. My outs for my team were Neuer going out for 25 million. Alaba for, was it 50 we sent in, or 55? And Boateng out for 20. And also then Harry Martinez and Thomas Muller for a combined 55 for the pair of them going out. So I was loaning out Renato Sanchez, probably to Hertha Berlin, because I think that's actually a good fit for him. And then obviously Robin and Ribery's wages coming into play as well later on. And I've ended up somehow, I think, from all that with about 10 million actually, because I factored in as well the
Lo Celso will cost a bit of money.
Yeah.
Signing bonus wise, because it'll be a bidding war.
Yeah, so
because he's got release clause of 60.
I'm probably just about on budget, I think, with that. That's our three squads. But Callum, as our sporting director, we made our pitches. It took a long time and a lot that probably won't reach the final episode, obviously, because it was off air. But over to you for it.
Yes, I mean, the big thing for me is that going position by position, I mean, I'd rather upgrade than keep in Neuer, because Neuer is abjectly terrible saving shots this season. Jeremy had the best solution defence, because otherwise, as was shown by the guys on the bench, if you don't sell Alaba, you basically got too many men in defence. So that's what a bit of plus for him there. Partly, I'd say probably the weakest midfield centre mid ad would be Joe's, because Partey's better than Dino Barrera, put quite simply. But then,
it was a good shout.
It's a solid shout, but that's partly. And then Maya would be a solid option as well. It helps with having German guys helps when it comes to satisfying squad eligibility rules. So Schweizeritz. Joe's probably getting the best one on that spot, because what I was going to basically pitch him wherever, and then my and Alan, second best option there out of those. And then the attack midfield spot, Joe's probably got the best one there with Havertz and Thorgan Hazard, a solid one, then Ziyech. There's a lot of options in that sort of spot, with then the inside forwards being a bit of, everyone's got Brandt, which sort of equals out, and then is one where you can do job either way. So inside forward, I'd say probably Joe's got the advantage there with Lozano, with having Lozano is the difference between everyone else basically having similar guys. And then forwards, it's fairly even. But in all, with the big thing being, in terms of which plan I'm going to actually lean towards, and it would be Jeremy, because you've got sorting the defence out and sorting midfield out, so there's not having the thing where it's like we just spent 8 mil on a guy who's not necessarily certain to start every game, stuff like that. But then the other two were very good still. It's just when it came to the forward third of the pitch, it was different ways of getting good results. But then it was actually having that decent option when it comes to we're not wasting money already would be just by leaning that one.
Fair enough. Did you have your own sort of...
Yeah, I did do my one last night, which ended up being, it perfectly equaled out in the end, or close to it, because I've changed a couple of numbers today. But so it'd be Havertz in, this is all in euros, Havertz for 100 million euros, Memphis Depay, 50 million euros.
I knew you'd go Memphis.
Yeah, I love me some Memphis Depay. Did think Neville Fekir as well, but nah. Thomas Partey for 50 mil, Andre Onana for 60 mil, release clause in goal.
Oh, God, the Ajax keeper?
Yep. He's really good, and he's £40 million 40 million euros, sorry, cheaper than Oblak. So then it'd be Coman out, Alaba out, Martinez out, Sanchez out, and that roughly equals. So that was sort of the general idea I was going with.
Yeah. I mean, I think all four of us have put for slightly different ways of doing it. I think retrospectively looking at it, I think overall, actually, I prefer the team's plan, to be honest. I quite like that, though. I do think that I understand your concern when you're saying about, like, it could get a bit... I'm sure we Latif be able to find a good man to manage those guys on the bench, because I don't know how you deal with it. But, I think that's basically it. So we've all come up with teams that are somehow within budget.
Yeah, and they've all got their own sort of strong spots and weak spots.
I would argue that we've ultimately failed in our task, which is probably to win the Champions League. And
that's
any
true.
Of those squads are going to beat Juventus, Barcelona.
I don't think they would.
City, so we failed. Goodbye.
So we're probably going to get fired from a second job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so true. It's like we'll definitely win the Bundesliga next year, but Champions League.
Oh, we can do that with our eyes closed.
But that's the thing. I think this is a squad which we've sort of, these are squads which we've built, which are fine for next year if we win the Bundesliga. Could maybe get into the semi-finals if we're lucky, depending on the draw of the Champions League. But
I
think
we've won the Bundesliga this year in itself.
It kind of ruins it because it's sort of like
it's a bit
too much of an achievement. It's just hard to find that star potential out there to overtake Barcelona.
I just I think this is a team which, give it 2 years down the line, could earn a good manager.
Yeah, there's like guys on the market who buying could realistically get Havertz is the closest you have to that
superstar.
Difference maker superstar.
I think it just kind of tells how Bayern don't want to spend as much as the rest of clubs, and they are clearly going to pay.
They do want to spend that much. It's just like
150 million, not as much as like, well, we'll talk about.
Well, it's 150 million minus like over 100 so far for what they've done.
But they've been paying for that by not spending enough in the last 5-6 years or so.
Yeah,
I think it just sort of tells when Barcelona have been spending constant amounts of money for the last 5 years.
They found themselves all of a sudden needing to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's through never really turning over that 2013 squad.
They got exactly the same problem as Real Madrid had, where they just didn't want to turn over the squad because they would they weren't even getting results by, and they were in the Bundesliga, but they weren't really in the Champions League, so it's a slightly weirder version of the Madrid problem. I think
Madrid, it's a case that they didn't replace again.
I'm not sold on the Hernandez transfer for 80 million euros. I don't know if I personally would have done that. I do like the Pavard one, though, but that's my last.
It's interesting because it gives us the opportunity to do things like this, where we're thinking if they are going to spend big this summer, who should they go for? When after years and years buying, obviously, I mean, their record prior to Hernandez was Tolisso for 40 million, which at a time when, you know, transfer fee, well, at the same window, 40 million could also get 40 million was being spent on Gylfi Sigurdsson by Everton. So it was a bit of a win.
That was 50. When Tolisso is cheaper than Gylfi Sigurdsson,
you know that the market's going crazy.
They haven't been able to get that sort of domination they had in the years gone by, where they could just, everyone just sort of like gradually moved up the Bundesliga to them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there we go. We've put forward three in-depth and then Callum's final sort of overviews on sort of how we'd go about trying to fix Bayern Munich. Like we said, we think this wouldn't be a squad that next year would win the Champions League, but, you know, it's a strong core of a squad for working around and for years going forward. Thank you very much then to Latif, Joe and Callum for joining us. We will be back after Easter. I don't know what the topic is we're going to do. It might be a classic league roundup when we're looking at those. We haven't done one of those for a bit, so
close to the end of the season for pretty much everyone. It'll be penultimate week of the season.
Well, we might even be able to do in the full couple of season roundups coming up then very soon. It'd be good we haven't had some of those for a bit. If you have any suggestions for any teams you want us to do these sort of rebuilding projects, then we've done Real Madrid badly.
Inter Milan could be quite interesting.
We could look at that one. Yeah, that would be quite. That's
Inter's an interesting one because I have no idea how much money they have.
Well, also, if we're saying if they're going to spend 40 million on Thomas Muller, they probably do need us to come in, because if we've conned them out of that for that, then you never know. But that's going to be it for this episode. Like I said, if you've got any suggestions, do message the page on Facebook.
I was going to message me.
No, I was going to say
done on Facebook.
Yeah. No, I was going to say message the page on Facebook. But anyway, yeah, that's going to be it. Thank you very much, guys, and we will be back. We'll see you very soon, hopefully after Easter. Thank you.